Yeah, it seems very high, doesn't it? I think we're getting better over time. We all know we've improved food bins and separating waste and stuff like that, but 94% is very high. Yeah.
I mean, why do you think households waste food? I know myself. If I'm eating a big dinner or something, I just can't finish it. No one else is going to eat my scraps. So so I'd throw those out, or we buy a lot of fruit at home, probably more than we can actually eat. And then by the time you go, oh, I might have a bit of that mango, it's well gone off. But actually throwing out a lot of edible food, I can't imagine doing too much of that.
When you go to shop these days, it's very hard to restrict yourself and to be disciplined, even the way the shop's designed. First thing you go in, this colourful fruit and veg all over the place, you're healthy. I heard a person once say, you should try shop in the wrong direction.
So okay.
Go into your supermarket, wherever your usual supermarket, and start where you normally finish. And I tried it one time. And it's the strangest experience, because first of all, you bypass all the junk and the sugar, and you move towards the veg and the meat sections, and you finish there. Because when you go the normal way, you take in and you buy your fruit and your veg and you're feeling healthy. And by the time you're finishing, you're going to treat yourself. You get to the end of the shopping cycle, and that's where the junk tends to be.
I've earned this chocolate bar and bag of crisps.
Exactly. I've been good. I've put that salad in there. I've put that fruit in there. I'm going to cook that. So I did it one time, and sure enough, my basket was so different. The same person I heard say, you should never buy more than you can carry. So okay. Well, on leaving the shop, if you can't carry, well, then that's a lot of food. Now, that's easy to say when, you've big families and kids and all that. But more regular visits to the shop definitely will reduce waste, because you have a better take on what you have in your cupboards, in your fridges. That's another good one. You shouldn't really be taken from the shop more than you can physically carry. And the bigger, the baskets are getting bigger. You might have noticed that.
Yeah,
you could fit a family in the baskets. Never mind the shopping for them. So it takes a huge amount of discipline. A list is a massive thing. If you just write a list, first of all, it means you have to do a little inventory of what's in your store. But if you stick to your list, then much better. Going shopping without a list is a recipe for disaster, because you're just going to end up throwing things in the basket.
Or sending me with a list, because you can be sure I will get everything on the list, but I might veer off script a little bit as well.
You will, of course, and everybody does, but you have your base and you've kind of ticked a few boxes if you've got your list. Keeping a tidy fridge is essential, I think. Just from looking in, you'll know, well, I've got this, that or the other, but if it's untidy and if that bottom drawer is filling up and things decaying from the bottom up, you're going to miss it, and you'll end up buying more of what you know is there. Always decant, by the way, them little bags of salads and veg. Always open them. Let them breathe. If they're stuck in the bag for too long, they're going to go off quicker.
Oh, really?
Oh, 100%. Even like
for instance, I didn't realise that. Okay.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Well, they need air. It's like anything. If you think about it, even sitting in the fridge, you could just open the bag as you would, we'll say, open a bag of crisps. Leave it, pop it open, and you can leave it in the bag, but in that drawer. Definitely extra life there. Leaving it in the bag, it'll just sweat, and all that moisture will come out, and you'll notice the bottom of them bags then, they decay from the bottom up.
Yeah.
So, definitely decay. Even meat, chickens, gas flushed, pork chops, gas flushed. So they're more likely to go off quicker. So always decant. And keep separate, obviously. Definitely a big one, keeping stuff out of the plastic bags.
Okay, very handy. See, I was glad you were coming in. Anyway, I'm even more glad now, because we're learning little nuggets
small things, and they will go away. It's crucial to know, I come back to it, tidy fridge, tidy cupboards. And if you've that, then you're a lot less likely to have waste. You'll always have bits, it's human nature, but much less likely with a tidy fridge and a tidy cupboard.
I wonder what you made of the food most often being thrown out by households being fruit, also lettuce, carrots, potatoes, the top three vegetables most likely to be binned. Are you surprised? And whether or not you're surprised, is it just a shame that, I suppose, in an era where obesity is more of an issue. We know there are more children in this country with type 2 diabetes, that it is the fruit and veg that is most likely to be thrown out rather than the TV dinners or microwavable dinners.
And that's not even to mention poverty. You know, it is shameful how much we've all seen the potatoes at the bottom of the it's normally not a drawer for that type of veg. It's a little box or a container. And they're ready to go to seed. They're ready for planting. We've all come across that. So again, it comes back to keep it tidy and keep it separate. Keep your veg separate. So onions and potatoes shouldn't be stored beside one another. Same with your bananas. You're talking about there. Of course, they're the first to go in the fruit bowl, but they'll drag everything down with it.
So you should, because I'm just thinking, we have a fruit bowl at home. You should keep your fruit separate.
Well, your fruit's okay, but keep your bananas away from it.
Okay.
They are separate to it, because like I say, they'll go first and they'll drag everything along with them. Same if you think about your raspberries or strawberries, you wouldn't even keep them there. You keep them in the fridge. They're softer again. So they'll go quicker again. But yeah, separate your bananas from the rest of your fruit bowl and you'll get more out of it.
Okay, another good tip. Definitely do that, as I picture in my mind's eye the big bunch of bananas I have stuck in with my apples and pears.
Guilty as charged.
Do you think, Seamus, we could see this level of food waste change? The cost of living crisis means food is more expensive. Therefore, ergo, you would hope people will be less likely to waste food?
You would hope. Like I say, I think we're getting better. I know industry has improved drastically, the separation of waste. And that was just for a cost. It started off as a cost thing. Let's cut our costs. And it's now, it's almost a movement now. I don't know if you've heard Raquel Noble. She had a great company out there going around helping hotels to go greener. And a big part of her drive is the kitchen and food waste. And she's doing a super job. And I see it also. We've all got a compost bin, so we're all separating our waste. We're conscious of it, but we still have to work at it and keep it going. Like I said, the supermarkets are just designed to throw stuff at us, and they're good at it. So if you go into the supermarket with a clear head of what you want and what you need, planning a menu for the week helps. So if you have an idea what you're going to cook each day when you're shopping, well, then you're going to get the stuff for that dish. Batch cooking the same thing. So if you decide to batch cook something on the weekend for a few days during the week, you'll have that in. So there's less likelihood of waste. Whereas if you're planning your week off the hoof, you're going to buy stuff and you'll definitely miss bits there.
Okay, you've given us some nice tips there in terms of how households can become efficient when grocery shopping and in the kitchen in order to reduce food waste. Any other little bits for us?
The big one is tidy. The tidy fridge is massive. The plan for the week is like I say, the list and the plan would go hand in hand. And you'll always be good doing batch cooking and stuff like that. But small things out. Opening the packaging is massive. I see that's a big one. If you just did that for the next 2 weeks, as you buy them packets of lettuce or whatever it might be, salad, pop them open, leave them in the bag still, but there's air getting in, and you'll see straight away longer life, definitely.
Okay. I know the last time you were in with us was to talk about the new educational digital cookbook app come up with for children, Knife and Fork. Really interesting app, by the way, folks, and you'll get lots of great recipe ideas off that. Well worth downloading. When you're working with children like that or younger people, do you try and encourage them to eat healthier, and do you find that getting them involved in cooking, because that was part of it, was getting them to come up with recipes,
absolutely,
that they become more appreciative of food and are less likely to chuck it away?
I found the kids, they're really conscious of it. You know, they would point out, here with this and we don't want to wait. I was really impressed with them. And one of the things, like, I'm going back to tidy now, I'm a bit of a freak about it, but one of the things I said to them was, do you want 10 minutes off your homework every night? And of course the hands went up and the teachers got nervous. But I said, if you keep where you do your homework tidy, you will do it quicker, because you won't be searching for anything. And the people who are already keeping their homework station tidy, you're doing your homework quicker than your friends. So it became real good fun. But the same applies to your cooking and to your food and your cupboards. If they're tidy, you will not miss as much. No way near it. And you'll know what you have and you can plan ahead. And the kids, they bought into that, and they come into the kitchen and they did the opening with us. And like that, they were very, very conscious of what we were using and not throwing it out. And they were great. I think they're ahead of us in that respect.
Okay.
They have a good handle on it. And it was a great experience with them, actually.
So maybe it comes instilling good habits in people when they're young
100%.
Is the is the way to do it going forward. A tip in here, you mentioned your tip on the bananas. Marie has been in touch on 086 1800 964 to say, good morning, to keep bananas from going off, wrap them in a black plastic bag. They last way longer.
Good stuff. I'll be trying it. And that's it. It's all learning. You know, people are going to have their little things that has worked for them over the years. So I'll be trying that. I'll be trying a little black plastic bag. But it makes sense then, because you're separating them from the other veg, and they're not getting some direct light. Bananas are one of the first to go. So, yeah, I'll try it. That sounds good.
I feel rather silly now for always throwing our bananas in with the rest of our fruit. It's a rookie error.
There's a 50-50 chance if you come back to my house now, the bananas are sitting up beside the plums or apples or whatever's there.